Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
It was more of the same in the select committees this week. Bills addressing student loans, same-sex marriage and a ban on game patches were all up for more submissions. Speaking on proposed changes to the student loan scheme was Medical Students Association President Michael Chen Su.
NZMSA opposes the intent of this bill not for what it contains but for rather what it admits. By containing largely administrative and technical changes, it does not address the negative impacts of the 7-year cap on access to student loans introduced in 2010.
Michael Chen Su explained how aspiring doctors were particularly affected.
This is because 25 to 30% of New Zealand's future doctors, this is 100 to 125 doctors per year, enter medical school after doing a 3-year undergraduate degree and therefore have to do 8 years of study in order to finish medicine. Now that leaves 1 year where 125 students will have to borrow from outside the scheme to pay for not only their living costs but also to finish their degree.
The Medical Students Association president said this impacted the rest of the health system too.
We've demonstrated time and time again that debt is the biggest driver of medical graduates away from New Zealand, and furthermore is a driver for graduates to take up specialities and work that doesn't necessarily line up with the needs of the New Zealand public and the New Zealand health system.
Mr. Chen Su made a recommendation to the committee.
What we would like to suggest the select committee consider is an exemption to the student loan 7F's cap on student loans for medical students. In light of the issue of value to the New Zealand health system that New Zealand trained doctors provide, particularly given the shortage of doctors we have in New Zealand and the shortage of New Zealand trained doctors we have in New Zealand.
Medical Students Association President Michael Chen Su making a submission on the Student Loan Scheme Amendment Bill No. 2 to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. That bill is due to be reported back to the House by February 11. Elsewhere, the proposed redefinition of marriage to allow same-sex marriages was opposed by Family Life International, a Christian group represented by their coordinator, Claire McLean.
Amending the legal definition of marriage will reflect and support a different view of marriage, of what it is and what it is for. It will reduce it to being only for sexually intimate loving relationships and disconnect it from its very roots, its biological and societal function.
But the bill was welcomed by Public Service Association representative Nick Kelly.
I've certainly dealt with members in the past who have gone through difficult times, often when coming out to their family or when trying to deal with issues or overcome discrimination against them. And this then impacts on their working life, can impact on things like mental health. This bill doesn't end that problem, but what it does do is that it sends a strong signal and it ends some legislative discrimination, and that, I think, gives some support and some sort of hope to the people who still have quite a difficult time in many cases, particularly younger workers when they're trying to come to terms with things. So I think it's a positive step.
Public Service Association representative Nick Kelly making a submission on the Marriage Definition Amendment Bill. And finally, a bill proposing a ban on game patches in government buildings was welcomed by a representative of Murupara Area School, Jacob T. Kurapa.
We live in a gang community with the mongrel mob and the tribesman motorcycle gang. We see them, we see the patches, we certainly see the people who are involved in those gangs. So in a nutshell, we strongly support the bill. We've got a ton of work already to do, appointment of staff, etc., building the new buildings. The last thing we want is a fight outside our school gate or inside our school gate with gang members.
However, lawyer Stephen Rollo, who has represented gang members in the past, said the bill reached too far, and he gave an example of how everyday clothing could be deemed unlawful under the proposed changes.
The numbers 88, 81, 61, 45, 77, 146, they all have gang connotations. 88 stands for the Headhunters, 81 is the Hell's Angels, 61 is the Highway 61, 45 is the 45's Motorcycle Club. My wife has a T-shirt that just randomly has 45 on the front of it. Now, she would be at risk of, or certainly at suspicion of, wearing a T-shirt that supports the 45 Motorcycle Club. This bill will affect the rights of everyone to wear quite innocuous garments.
Lawyer Stephen Rollo making a submission on the prohibition of gang insignia in government premises bill. Both that bill and the marriage definition bill are due to be reported back to the House by February 28. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.